Well, greetings and a chance this week to look at three events as far as betting on golf tournaments around the world is concerned. Maybe just first a look back at last week. We did okay last week, although not big returns. Shugo Imahira won in Japan. He was certainly the favourite there and the logical winner of the tournament in so many respects because of his record at that particular tournament and his current form. He's really one of the hottest players in the game now. He won that tournament, the weather-reduced tournament, of course, the typhoon impacting on that event, but he still won the tournament at $6. I suppose not exactly exciting odds, but a winner's a winner, whatever the odds. Matthew Fitzpatrick went very close until he was run down by Bernd Weisberger. I thought at $21 last week he was very good odds in the tournament in Italy, but it wasn't to be as far as winning the tournament is concerned. But he gave us a really good sight throughout the course of the final round, or in fact, throughout the course of the week for that matter. Not so good on the PGA Tour, so we'll get back on the horse this week and try and work out how we might make a few dollars this week. Three events we'll be looking at: the CJ Cup, which is the PGA Tour event in Korea this week. They're playing on Jeju Island, just off the southern coast of Korea, a resort island down there. And at this time of the year, it's starting to get a bit cooler, so the further south you can go, the better. Brooks Koepka will start the favourite. He missed the cut in his first event of the new season in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago. He's played sparingly since the FedEx Cup playoffs, but he is the defending champion here. He is the world number one at $9. He probably deserves to be the favourite, although Justin Thomas is also vying for favouritism in the tournament. He won this event 2 years ago. He was fourth at the Safeway Open in his first event of the new season. He did win the BMW during the FedEx Cup playoffs a couple of months ago, so he's in pretty good form and has a bit of form on this golf course, does Justin Thomas. He's at $7.50, Brooks Koepka at $9. Hideki Matsuyama was 18th last year and he's played a little bit better again in recent weeks. I think he's a pretty good chance of doing well this week, and he probably need to in some respects because he'll have to justify his decision not to play in his own National Open in Japan, which has been played opposite this event, which is rather an interesting decision on his part. He's at $15. Sung Jae-im, the Korean golfer, who's really developed into a very, very good player after a good season on the Web.com Tour a couple of years ago. He's now really developing as a very good, solid PGA Tour player. He was second on the PGA Tour a couple of months ago. He's really now firming, I think, for a President's Cup spot for the international side. He's yet to win on the PGA Tour, but he did have two wins on the Web.com Tour when he was playing that. And I think he's put himself in a position on so many occasions. And very importantly for his chances this week is the fact that he won an event on the Korean Tour last week. So Sung Jae-im at $21, probably a very good chance to do well at reasonably good odds. And the other player worth considering, I think, this week, Danny Willett, the Englishman, who last year had a last round of 65 in this event. He did finish 23rd, admittedly, but he is playing certainly very well now. He did win the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth a few weeks ago, and he was 18th in the Italian Open last week, Danny Willett. So at $34 for Danny Willett and Sung Jae-im for $21, I think they're reasonably good value at slightly longer odds. But Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas and Hideki Matsuyama, probably the three more favoured candidates. The Australians in the field, Mark Leishman, he's been 18th and 2nd in two starts in this event. Cameron Smith also played well in this particular tournament. He's been 7th and 3rd in his two appearances, and he did finish 13th in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago, did Cameron Smith, so he's playing quite nicely. And Jason Day, admittedly, he hasn't played for quite a while. He's been 11th and 5th in this event in his two starts in the tournament. And the other two Australians in the field, Won Joon Lee and Matt Jones. So that is the CJ Cup, Nine Bridges, which has been played, as I said earlier, off the southern coast of Korea. The LPGA Tour are back in action. They're playing in Shanghai this week, first of a series of events through Asia. The second time the event has been held. Daniel Kang was the winner, the inaugural winner last year. She beat Lydia Ko. But the favourite this week will be another Ko, Jin Young Ko, who's admittedly was midfield last year, but she's certainly a significantly better player now. She is the world number one now, Jin Young Ko. She's at $6. Nasa Hataoka, the Japanese player, has really zoomed up the world rankings. Now number four in the world. She won in Japan 2 weeks ago, the Japan Open. did not play in this event last year, but she's had two wins in her last three starts. She was seventh in the other. So she's in an outstanding form as Nasa Hataoka, and I expect her to do very well this week, as indeed do I of both Marina Alex at $21, who tied for second in this event last year. In fact, it was a seven-way tie for second last year. She's playing nicely. She's been third and seventh in her last two starts on the LPGA Tour. And Brittany Aldemare is also at $21. She's been second and third in two of her last three starts on the LPGA Tour. She also tied for second in that massive tie for second place last year, did Brittany Aldemare. So I think Altamari, Alex, and Hataoka at $21 represents some pretty good value a little bit further down the betting odds. But Jin Young Ko, I suppose, in so many respects, will start as the hot favourite at the LPGA Tour event in Shanghai. The European Tour event is the Open de France, the French Open, being played at Le Golf National in Versailles. A new time slot for this event this year, typically played just a couple of weeks before the Open Championship, but they've moved it to an October date. Alex Noren will probably start the favourite. He's the defending champion. He's playing okay at the moment. Only two top 10 since his win 15 months ago. A lot of, you know, reasonable finishes, but nothing too specials. But he's certainly one of the class players in the field. And as the defending champion over this layout, he deserves some respect. A couple of others that I think are worth keeping an eye on at longer odds are Thomas Peters at $17. He's playing well enough of late and has done okay here in the past, says Thomas Peters. Marcus Coulthard was fifth last year. He did win the British Masters earlier this year. He's at $21. And Matthew Southgate at $41 was fifth last year, 11th in 2016 in this particular event at this venue. He was second at the Dunhill. He was 10th at the KL Open in recent starts. So he's playing nicely enough. And $41, I think those are reasonably good odds. Not a particularly strong field by French Open's previous standards because of the timing of the event, but still a very interesting contest all the same. So there you have it. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.